السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدن عبدہ ورسولہ. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین ایاک نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضور says that on the occasion of the Ameen of one of the children, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has written a long poem on the subject or the statement in which the bounties and the blessings of Allah Almighty have been mentioned, and along with the mention of that, every couplet finishes with the wording Subhanallazi akhsal adi, that is to say that Allah is glorified, the one who captured my enemies and disgraced them. One verse of this poem is also like this: Hua main tere fazlon ka munadi فسبحان الذی اخذ العادی.
پر اللہ تعالیٰ نے جو اپنے فضلوں کی بارش برسائی.
The rain of blessings which descended upon the promised Messiah علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, that was according to the promise of Allah Almighty, that is a rain which is bound to continue forever. And today, after 100 years after his demise, still Allah Almighty, each and every moment, he is blessing his community each and every moment. And inshallah, this will continue to be like that. And always the proclamation of the blessings of Allah Almighty will continue. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, He has established us on this firm foundation of yaqeen and faith, and we will continue to remain like that these blessings will continue to descend upon us until it comes to the final point, culmination point. There will be certain hurdles in the way, but Allah Almighty will remove all those hurdles by His grace and mercy. And to continue progressing and moving forward is the destiny for the community established by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. He says that he will woh is silsile ko puri tarakki dega, that he is going to give full strength to my community, some in my with my hand and some afterwards. And mentioning the the mockery and the laughing of the enemies, he says that when these people will finish their laugh, then the second hand of the might of Allah Almighty is made manifest. And Allah Almighty creates such means through which those objectives which had been slightly incomplete, they come to their culmination and perfection. So according to the promises of Allah Almighty, if Allah Almighty has he has to continue and make this message of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam to its highest point and culmination, then for this purpose Allah Almighty has established the institution of Khilafat in his community, so that task which was entrusted to him, that should be perfected and completed. And to keep the whole community united at one hand, to establish the unity among them, so that consolidated as one force, they work and they become the recipient of the blessings of Allah Almighty, and continue to become like that. With the sentiments of gratitude and thankfulness, they should be the proclaimer of the bounties of Allah Almighty. And then they should be covering success after success, going through the stages of success after success. So therefore, the progress of the community which we see at each and every time, there should be no idea in the mind of anyone that for this we offered our sacrifices, and as a result of that we have achieved the success we planned, and as a result of that we achieved this objective. This idea should not be there. Actually, everything that we have, the progress of the community which we see everywhere, in some countries, in spite of the opposition and difficult circumstances, this progress is still there. This is all the result of the blessings of Allah Almighty, and it is in accordance with the promises given by of Allah Almighty. There is no element of there is no input of any human effort in it. And as long as we are united and we are submitting to Allah Almighty, becoming His grateful servants, then these progresses will come our way and we will be able to witness that. And may Allah make it so that we are always very grateful servants of Allah Almighty. We remain like that, so that we are partaking from all those blessings and bounties which are destined for the community of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam and for himself. And our mind should be completely free and cleansed from every type of greatness. During the last few days, the rain of the blessings of Allah Almighty which descended during that tour, and this community of the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this community which was enabled to communicate the true message of Islam, I mentioned briefly about that. As you know, that during the last few days I was on tour and journey in France, Germany. There was the opening of the mosques. There was Jalsa Salana in Holland, and there was Ansarullah Ijtima in Belgium. So I was enabled by Allah to participate in all of these. In France, very close to Paris, rather we should say within the city of Paris, Semprix is the name of the place, and Jamaat was enabled to build up a mosque there. And this is the very first purpose-built mosque of our community in France. In 1924, when Hazrat Muslim Maud رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he came to the tour of Europe and UK, and he laid the foundation of the Fazl Mosque here in London. And there was a conference which is known as Wembley Conference. It is famous by that name. Anyway, the point I want to say is that during this tour, Hazrat Muslim Maud رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he also went to Paris. And there was no community there, but he went there. But the non-Ahmadi Muslims, they had built a mosque with the help of the government there. And Huzur went there. And as it was newly completed mosque there, and in that mosque, he offered the mosque in that the prayer in that mosque, or the very first mosque, was led by Huzur in that mosque, and other great scholars of the community and some of the companions who accompanied him in this tour. Hazrat Mirza Sharif Ahmad Sahib was also among them. So Huzur made certain groups of all these companions that for the purpose of tabligh in France, they should be contacting various sections of the community. So the stay was very brief. Every task which was allocated to all the groups, they did it, and some new contacts were made. Some people came to see Huzur as well. But as there was no formal Jamaat established there, but there was the foundation of the introduction of the Jamaat there. And later on, our mission was opened there. But they did not have their own building. In Khilafat-e-Rabia, the period of Khilafat-e-Rabia, a place was acquired in which there was a house. And that was the mosque of the Jamaat in the beginning. That was the mission house. And they used to offer the prayer in one of the halls. But anyway, the blessings of Allah Almighty started descending, and the Jamaat in that period, after some years, they constructed a hall or a mosque in the open area of that building, that area, and there they started offering the prayer, and then gradually the number increased. In that area at that time, there was the wave of opposition of the community, and the reason for that was that the impression created by the Muslims, that was wrong, and they were not being looked upon as good people. And a time came, as I have already mentioned, that the mayor of that area, he came into the temporary mosque of us with his shoes on, and he used very foul language, and that place where the people used to offer the prayer, the coming of these people with the shoes on like that, it was greatly distressing for the members of the community. But anyway, there was no other way but to have patience and to endure that. And within few years, another house was purchased next to that house. So now it is quite a big place which the Jamaat owns there. There are three houses together, and on the backyard there is open a space as well. And in that big space, now the Jamaat has constructed a mosque. And there is a proper mosque, and accommodation facilities are there. The residence for the missionary is also there. And for bigger functions, they have got a big kitchen and the dining hall. So this blessing which Allah Almighty gave to the community, that the mosque was constructed, then the same mayor, who was previously very furious about it, he came to the mosque in that in temper. He mentions the same mayor now mentions the community with so much love and affection. One is really surprised. Is it the same person? And when somebody mentions about that one, then he really feels ashamed about what he did before. When the opening of the mosque was done on that day, in spite of the fact that the non-Muslims, non-Ahmadis, they were invited as guests, this mayor came at the time of Juma, and when the unveiling of the foundation stone was there, opening was there, then he listened to the khutbah, and in the separate room he listened to the khutbah. And he was interviewed by the journalist. And now I say that this is a Muslim Jamaat and there is no fear from this community. And this is as if they are someone from among us. And they are calling for the people for the worship of Allah Almighty and to establish a peace. There is no other objective that they have. So in this way, this is one of the way how Allah Almighty changes the condition of the hearts. And one is really surprised. I mentioned this very point in my sermon over there, that now the field of tabligh is going to be open. You should get ready. And exactly by the grace of Allah, this is what is happening there. People are coming large number to see the mosque. The Muslims from Tunis, they came, they live nearby. They were very much surprised that how did you get the permission to have a mosque? This mayor in the council, he is very strongly against Islam. But it is the grace of Allah Almighty that unjust zalim who is known for that, he not only gave us the permission, but he also gave this message to the newspaper, and that was published. There is a newspaper there. Champere. Or Huzur says whatever is the proper name of that newspaper. In 10th of October, a publication it mentioned that this unknown community is a peace-loving community and respectful Islam they present. The attitude which he had against Islam, that now he has changed it into this way, that they present a very respectable community, a respectable Islam. And I am witness of that one, that they are fully integrated in the society and the welfare job works, they fully participate. And that is why they have invited all their neighbors for the dinner, and there are some diplomats and some prominent people are going to attend this one. The same newspaper, he introduced the community as well, that in 1889 it was established in India, the claim of the promised Messiah. And now that it is now established in 190 years in millions, it is against terrorism and it is being subjected to a persecution, and love for all, hatred for none is their motto, and this sort of things they have mentioned in the newspaper. So similarly, Allah Almighty changes the thinking of the people. Now through various newspapers, as I mentioned, publicity is being made. People are coming to see the mosque. And these people and the newspaper and media, they are presenting the teaching of Islam, the purpose of the mosque, and the message of the mosque, message of Ahmadiyya, they are conveying to the people. Amir Sahib, on that day, he was rather getting worried to see so many newspapers who were coming there. But when we received the report later on, that they gave good news. And he was not expecting that, nobody expected that such a publicity will be there and people will be so much interested in it. This is all the doings of Allah Almighty, who shows the spectacle of his might at its appointed time. The TV, in the French TV also, for the first time they ever they published, they broadcast a news about the community, and the news was given in detail. They showed me unveiling that stone, and also the clips of the sermon, and they also introduced MTA, and various angles of the mosque were shown, and there is a TV called TV24. That TV station as well, they showed the proceeding of the opening, and based on that they prepared a documentary program, and about the promised Messiah he mentioned, introducing the community and mentioning the TV channel and Masjid Mubarak in France. They showed inside and outside of that mosque. And after that, the mention about the Berlin Mosque. There is a mosque on 17th of October. There is going to be the opening of that mosque. This TV channel, TV 24, this is like BBC 4, and English, French, Arabic, and it is seen all over the world. In 5 continents it is seen. So this television channel, 4 times they transmitted this program, 2 times in English, once in French and one in Arabic. And at the end they said that today all Ahmadis of the world, they can say that in France, in Simprex, we have a mosque there. In the first place, we did not have these means that we can spend millions of pounds, millions, and even if we had, it may not have been possible to give that coverage which the media has given themselves. And because of this introduction, in all the Francophone countries, particularly in Africa, their TV channels, they also showed this opening, and in Mauritius as well. So we can say that this one mosque has actually introduced the community in so many countries, and more and more avenues of tabligh have been opened. In the evening there was a reception in the mosque, in which the government officials, diplomats and neighbors, journalists, they were all present. There I was enabled to present the teachings of Islam, and some men and women, when I mentioned about the persecution in the early days of Islam, when they listened to this one, they became very emotional, and they mentioned that we were never told that Muslims have ever been persecuted. The concept of Islam that we have, that is only about this thing, that Islam is unjust and it is persecuting others. There was a German diplomat, I had the opportunity of speaking to him, and he said that some youngsters in Germany, there is a trend of among them, the youngsters, to accept Islam. And he says, it is my prayer that if they have to become Muslims, then they should become Ahmad Muslims, so that they should be at least acting upon the real teaching of Islam. He mentioned that I have been staying in some Middle East countries, and he was a Protestant, but he said that I have kept a copy of the Quran with great respect and love, and I show that respect for the Holy Quran. Anyway, this is a new phase of tabligh which has started there, and new avenues are being opened by Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty may produce good results of that. After France, then there was Jalsa Salana Holland. We went there, and with reference to the Khilafat Jubilee there, some journalists, they were present, they covered this function, and they gave the introduction in the newspapers, which otherwise was not possible. So if we continue counting the blessings of Allah Almighty and spend the whole life, then again it will not be possible for us. After Holland, then we started, left for Berlin. It was a journey of 5-6 hours. We reached there. The opening of the Berlin Mosque, so far its own importance is concerned, it was a very important occasion. But the opponents of the area regarding the Jamaat, whatever wrong views they expressed, rather we should say the opponent views they had, we shouldn't say that still they have, because that has been changed. And Amir Sahib was also very much worried that God knows what may happen, because they had a plan of taking out a demonstration. So in order to be safe from all types of untoward happening, and the administration could some problem could be from the opposition, so they stopped the Ahmadis to coming there, except those who were specially invited for it. Anyway, in one respect their precaution was right and correct, but perhaps they were a bit over careful about it. But anyway, Allah Almighty made these arrangements that the big party which had to take a demonstration on the day of the opening, they announced that we are not going to take out this demonstration against the Jamaat. So we can say that that was the assurance given by them. But the press people and the police authorities, they still had the doubt whether it is right or wrong, because it was not expected that they should be changing this decision so quickly. But when Allah Almighty shows His mercy and blessing, then there is a wind of change always, and one is really surprised to see that. The members of the Jamaat and the missionaries, they have been trying to remove their misunderstanding for a long while, and presenting the teachings of Islam, the true teachings of Islam, the purpose of the mosque and the status of women, and all these things were being, whatever is the concept about Islam in the West, they were trying to reply to these questions. But these people were not satisfied, and every day there was some discussion going on about it. All of a sudden this change, that was only because of the great bounty and blessing and mercy of Allah Almighty. Anyway, when these opponents declared about their protestation, demonstration, the genuine people, the gentlemen in the area, they expressed their favor and support, and Allah Almighty showed the blessing, and may Allah enable them to understand the Islam. And one newspaper wrote at the time of the opening that the Holy Quran, says that congratulations for the newly built mosque. And he says that this indicates that now the Muslims have become an integral part of Germany. And he said that Ahmadi, Sunni or Shia, whosoever is building the mosque, their views are such that the party of the CCU had 50 years ago, that if a lady has to do work, then she should get permission from her husband, and this type of thoughts are there. And then they say that the Muslims, wherever they build a mosque in Germany, we can congratulate them, but we cannot absolve them from their responsibility and from the society. And Huzur says, we never want that. We say that there should be total freedom of religion. And they say that the excitement of the Muslims, the Protestants and other people, they are also turning to religion, because with this competition there is more acceleration. We wish that this concept of freedom of religion and this thinking is also understood by the Muslims, and regarding the community, whatever wrong things they are spreading among the people, they should be changing that, and they should create the atmosphere of mutual understanding and care for one another. Anyway, because of this opposition these people, even before the opening of the mosque, the mosque had become so much popular and well known, and that for the opening of the mosque there were contacts automatically created, and interest of the people also increased. One lady, after the Jummah, there was a German lady who came from a long distance. She said that I am living here for a long time, and I am discussing these debates and this information on the TV, and I wanted to see actually what is going on by way of opening of the mosque, and the people were interested, and she specially came to see me. One day before Jummah, there was a reception in honor of the non-Muslim dignitaries. The Deputy Speaker of German Parliament was there, and other members of their mayors, and the special delegates, ambassadors, and other diplomats, they were also there. And some of the dignitaries who were given time to speak, they mentioned very good opinion about the community. And at the end, I also presented the beautiful teaching of Islam, and with reference to the mosque, What is the importance of the mosque? What is our teaching regarding that? So all these things I mentioned, all the people not only listened to it very carefully, but the expressions on their faces, and on some occasions they are nodding. That was clear indication that they were getting the message. And they were in a way rather surprised as well. And they were also taking interest in it. Some of these people, they were also taking certain notes of certain points. And they met me later on, and they mentioned this very point, that we have come to know so many new things about Islam today. So by the grace of Allah, this occasion, this was covered by the world media very extensively, and by the grace of Allah, and the avenues of Tabligh and the introduction of the community has been opened now. In 148 newspaper and magazines, they have mentioned the news about the opening of the mosque. Apart from Germany, there are 16 countries who covered the news of the covering. That includes America, Austria, Turkey, Bahrain, New Zealand, UK, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Canada, Kuwait, France, Scotland, India, Taiwan, Holland, Saudi Arabia, Australia. And the news agencies which have given this news, CNN, the Gulf News, Associated Press, Zambian World News Network, Newsday.com, Writer, Euroislam, International Herald Tribune, and all these news agencies, they also gave the news. And in the newspaper, Guardian, Deutsche Welle, in German newspaper ITN, ABC News, USA, Spiegel, Germany newspaper, MSN, it's American, USA Today, Washington Post, Times, USA Today, Times, Times of India. So all these newspapers, they gave the news. It's a very wide coverage by the grace of Allah which has been given, and very big avenues of introduction have been opened. In German media, in electronic media, what has been mentioned, and also in other world, in Japan, Czech Republic, Poland, Holland, Italy, Switzerland, France, and so many other international newspapers, this has been covered. And a large number of the local newspapers, they have also given coverage to this. The most famous newspaper in Berlin, Berliner Zeitung, that is perhaps the name, Berlin Zeitung. It's the headline was, "The mosque has the tolerance, the spirit of tolerance." And he said that the deputy speaker has given the congratulation to the Ahmadis, and this is the symbol of understanding. And the vice president has also mentioned about the feeling of consideration for one another. The fifth Khalifa of the Jamaat, in his speech, he thanked the guest that despite the opposition, they gave us the permission us to build the mosque. And he also assured that the members of his community are going to be loyal to the country. And he also prayed, and he expressed the hope that the Ahmadis would be considered as a part of the German people. This is what they have mentioned. And a very famous news in Die Welle, and this is counted among the very important newspaper of Germany. He said that the Islamic organizations have showed their satisfaction on the construction of the mosque. Generally it is opposition, but they have mentioned like that. They say that there was a conference of the OIC General Secretary of that, Mr. Ehsan, has said that the construction of the mosque is the one step towards the integration of the Ahmadi Muslims to the German community. I the voices raised against the community do not represent the whole view of the German people. So there should be no problem of construction of the mosque. This community is this mosque is of the Ahmadiyya community, and for the opening the Khalifa has come from London to Germany. Then another famous newspaper, Tagesspiegel, that is also in Germany, it says that the resident of London, Mirza Masroor Ahmad, in his opening address, he has thanked all the people, German people and the leaders, those who came. Ahmadiyya community is a peaceful, peace-loving community, peaceful community. And he said that love for all, hatred for none is our motto. MTA showed this proceeding all over the world, and 250 guests were there. They participated, the Deputy Speaker of the Parliament and the Mayor and other people. They defended the freedom of religion. Another newspaper which is well read in Germany, it also mentioned very good news it was given. And at the end he added this thing, that the design of the mosque has been planned by a lady, and the name of the mosque is after the name of the wife of the Holy Prophet. So he had to write something in opposition. So he said that the opposition forces of the area, they claim that as they are opposed to this one because Islam is unjust to ladies, and the example of that is that they are asked to observe the parda, and that is the only criticism which he could highlight. The German TV channel also gave very good coverage. They say that the Jamaat has established in East Berlin the mosque, and the opening ceremony was on Thursday evening, in which Parliament, Deputy Speaker of the Parliament was present. London, from London, its head of the community came, and he said that wherever we go, there are always reservations, but with the lapse of time, we are able to remove these apprehensions of people. The statement of Ahmadiyyat is that we are a peace-loving community, and we are against terrorism. Washington Post, in 16th October publication, it said that the first mosque in East Germany has been opened. It was on Thursday, and the police contained the opponents at a distance. And this mosque, Khadija, the minaret of that is 42 meter high, and there were at least 300 people who opposed this one. The Muslims are mostly in West Germany. There are in Berlin, there are 70 mosques, but they are all hidden, and mostly they are in the western part of Berlin, in such areas, and they are such that they do not look like a mosque. A member of the community said that this is in the East Berlin, which is the capital of the country. It is very important for us. And they welcome the arrangement made by the government at that time. From Burkina Faso, the Amir Sahib has written that that whatever was there on the TV, they also gave it to the local TVs, and six newspapers also published the news about that. Euronews, a famous European channel, they also
French or German or English or Arabic.
In French, German, English and Arabic, they give the news in these languages. So it's a famous channel which is in Europe, and for 2-3 minutes they give the news with the photograph of the opening. So the apparent condition, apparently it was very difficult for us to reach to this channel, but Allah Almighty, these are the signs of Allah Almighty which are so shining, and they show its prominence. They made it possible. still these people who are blind to see these things, they do not have this any spirit of appreciation of that. In Arab channels, some of the facts have been twisted and they have been wrongly presented. But still mentioning the name of the mosque they mentioned, the objections of the opponents are just the same typical things, that they are the agents of the British, etc. But it is important that in 1923, when the mosque in Berlin was being started, even at that time the opponents, there was an Egyptian organization, they said they also tried to excite the people against us, that they are the agent of the British. And regarding German people, they had the similar allegation. And Hazrat Muslim Maud رضي الله تعالى, he, Mawlvi Mubarakli Sahib, who was the missionary there, he was sent there, and he rejected this allegation strongly, and he was asked that this should be conveyed to the people. And the same opposition, the same criticism is being leveled nowadays. Mawlvi Dosto Musab has sent me another thing of history only yesterday, and it was mentioned in my article that we are always loyal to the country wherever we go, and our loyalty to the country is always there. But to each and every person, it is our responsibility to convey the message of Islam, and that is the reason that we are building this mall, these mosques. But these people, they do not have the need why they should be mentioning these things openly. Abdul Basu Sahib, who is our missionary there in Berlin, the report which he has sent, he says that on Saturday and Sunday, the day when I came back from there, the German people, they continued to come to see the Khadija Mosque. In 2 days, almost 900 people came. And from various parts of Berlin, they came to see, neighbors also came. And they took photographs, and the Atfal and Nasrat in Berlin, they looked after them, offering hospitality, and they are introducing the mosque and about the worship, and they are very much happy, and they are very much impressed by seeing these youngsters in action and doing these services. And some of them, they said, elderly people, they said, some of them, they expressed their desire when they came to me that how these 10, 12 years old children, boys and girls, they are informing the members about the community. And they said that there is a proper organization of the training and education of the children. So it has created opportunities for these children as well of Tabligh. And a neighbor wrote to me that as a neighbor, I welcome you here, and we are very happy that a new culture, a new religion has come in our neighborhood. A representative of Berlin Church wrote, and he has expressed his congratulations to all members of the community and to Huzoor. So by the grace of Allah, mashallah, it has been greatly appreciated. And the opposition has turned into appreciation. After the opening of the Berlin Mosque, next day, as I mentioned, from there we came to Belgium. There was Ijtema of Ansarullah. There as well, the Jamaat members were there, and I had the opportunity to say something according to their requirement. And after that, the same day, immediately after their ijtima, we came back. We had to come back quickly here, because in UK, in the neighborhood of the London Mosque, the MP of the area, Justin Greening, so with the reference to the Khilafat Jubilee, she has arranged a reception in the parliament. And the terrace on the brink of the Thames River, there was this function took place there. And because this was taking place in the parliament building, the parliamentarians, they attended in large number. By the grace of Allah, they all came. And in that meeting, the purpose of the advent of the promised Messiah, Islam, what is the role of Khilafat, the peaceful teachings of Islam, and how is peace can be established in the world today, and what is the responsibility of the big powers, and the financial crisis of the day, and the system based on interest. Regarding all these things, I had the opportunity of explaining all these points to them, and in the light of the teachings of the Holy Quran, it was rather very surprising for all these people. And some parliamentarians and ambassadors and other people who were present there, when they came to see me individually later on, they mentioned about their feelings, that it was not only to show the good manners, but the way they met me, and they were asking for the text of that speech. So it was very clear that really they wish that whatever has been mentioned, they should give serious thought to that one. And some of them, they took notes while they were sitting there. So now it looks that now these people are compelled to think over it regarding about Islam. And they really want to find out from where we can get the good things about Islam. In the Parliament House, Allah enabled us to offer the Zuhr and Asr prayer. And that was also a good function which was held here. In the Parliament House, as I mentioned, the message of Islam, listening to that one and listening carefully, reflects the thinking of these people. And that indicates that by the grace of Allah, this thing is being done. Otherwise, it is not possible, or it is not because of our efforts. We have been proclaiming, and even if we spend our whole life, as I mentioned earlier on, it won't be possible. Anyway, the report of this function will be on MTA and also in the newspaper. These people, anyway, Huzur says, as I mentioned about Germany, somebody objected to this one. These people object to us that we are the agent of the British, or the planted by the British. Is this the teaching of Islam and the teaching of the Holy Quran? Can anybody who has been planted by them can tell them this teaching like that? The enmity of the promised Messiah, Allah Islam, has blinded these people. They do not see to which side the decree of Allah Almighty is pointing out. They are falling down into the pit of destruction. But the opposition of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat and the promised Messiah, Allah Salatu Islam, that is increasing, and particularly among the mullahs. Even today, the salvation of the Muslim lies in the fact that they should listen to the message of the promised Messiah and accept that. Hazrat Masih Maud, Allah Salatu Islam, says that the ignorant mullahs, if they close their eyes intentionally, then let them close it. But the faith is, the truth is not going to be affected. But the time has come, it's very close, that these people who are Pharaoh-like, thinking, Allah Almighty says that I will attack repeatedly. And so these mullahs, if you have the strength to fight with Allah Almighty, so then before that, the Jewish people, whatever they did to the one prophet of Allah Almighty, but Allah Almighty saved him from the death on the cross. And we can say there was a time when he was simply called as a liar and as an untruthful people. And now a time has come that so much love of that is there that billions of people are now believing in that one. The number has further increased. So all these, so they disbelieve that by making this person a human being as God. But the Jewish people whom they wanted to crush under their feet, that son, Maryam, Jesus, son of Mary, so now these millions of people are prostrating to him, and the necks of the kings are submitted to him. So although I have prayed that like Jesus the Christ, I should not be made an object of shirk and setting a partner with Allah Almighty, and I am sure that Allah Almighty will do like that. But Allah Almighty has told me repeatedly that He is going to me glory extensively, and my love will be instilled in their hearts, and He is going to spread my dispensation in all corners of the world and make it prevalent over all other denominations, and my people in their knowledge and their conviction and perception will grow so much that with their powerful arguments and reasons they will dumbfound the whole people, and every nation will drink from this fountain and this dispensation, and this community will spread far and wide so much that it will engulf the whole world. Many obstacles will be there and many trials will be there, but Allah Almighty will remove all these things from the way and He will fulfill His promise. And Allah Almighty has told me, addressing me, that I will give you a blessing upon blessing, so much so that the kings shall seek blessing from your garments. So, O ye listeners, remember these things and keep these foretellings safe in your boxes, because this is the word of God which is going to be fulfilled one day. I do not see any good thing in myself, and I did not do as I should have done it. I consider myself as just a very simple laborer. This is the blessing of Allah Almighty which is with me. This is the grace. So I am extremely grateful to Allah Almighty, the most, that in spite of all my deficiencies, He accepted me. Allah Almighty enable us that we also become true Ahmadis, and show us all these spectacles of progress and success, the promises of which Allah Almighty has given to the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.